This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli holds a discussion with ministers and secretaries regarding upcoming fiscal year's budget. Directs to prepare people-centric budget emphasizing production and employment. Nepal-India Director General Level talks on trade and customs facilitation begin in Kathmandu. Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police urges vigilance amid rising online fraud targeting wallet users through social media. And EU poses counter-tariffs against US after Trump backs down on tariff hike. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has held consultations with ministers and secretaries today in preparation for the upcoming fiscal year's budget. In a discussion organized at the office of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar today, Prime Minister Oli directed to the concerned agencies to bring the budget for the upcoming fiscal year based on the needs and priorities of the people to increase production and employment. The head of the government also emphasized on the need to bring the next budget with the concrete plans to increase production. The federal government presents the budget and the program for the upcoming fiscal year in the federal parliament every 15th of Nepali month, just prior to that, the priorities and principles of the budget are discussed in the parliament. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Porul has been engaging in ministry-level discussions to gather input for the new budget. Meanwhile, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed the need of achieving national goals through the collaboration between the government and the private sector. Addressing the inaugural session of the 59th Annual General Meeting of the Federation of Nepalese Chamber of Commerce and Industry in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Oli made it clear that the government was ready to support the private sector. Director General Level talks between customs officials of Nepal and India have begun in Kathmandu today, focusing on enhancing coordination and cooperation in foreign trade facilitation and customs administration. The two-day discussions aim to simplify cross-border trade, control illegal trade activities, and prevent revenue leakage. Narayan Prasad Regmi, information officer at the Nepal's Customs Department, stated that the talks will also address India's recognition of Nepal's electronically issued certificate of origin through the National Single Window System. The Nepali delegation is led by Mahesh Patrai, Director General of the Customs Department, while the Indian team is headed by Abhay Kumar Srivastav, Director General of the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence. Senior advocate Professor Dr. Vijay Prasad Mishra has been elected as the president of Nepal Bar Association. According to the results of the elections held to the post released today, Mishra won a margin of 2,431 votes. Senior advocate Ramkrishna Nirola, chief electoral officer of Nepal Bar Association, election Professor Dr. Mishra secured 5,052 votes, while his nearest contender, senior advocate Raman Kumar Shrestha, bagged 2,621 votes. The Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police has requested people to be vigilant as there has been an increase in online fraud by sending various messages with warnings to wallet users of some banks through social media in recent times. The Bureau issued a notice today advising people not to share their details by clicking on links sent on social media and messages, and not to install any software on their mobile phones, laptops, and other devices. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
जहाँ जाओ कनेक्टेड रहोस इंटरनेट मा सर्फ गर्नुस
डेटा वॉइस एसएमएस
सबै यसबाट नै पाउनुस
नेपाल टेलिकम को सहुलियत दरका प्याकेजहरू खरीद गर्न *1415 हैश टाइल गर्नुहोस
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithibi Subba Gurung has stressed that the all three-tier of government should focus on promoting good governance while implementing federalism. At a discussion program at on intergovernmental relationship in federalism in Lalitpur today, Communications Minister Gurung said that the three levels of governance should emphasize on good governance along with fiscal federalism. The government of Nepal has donated 27 tons of relief materials to the quake hit Myanmar. The materials were provided as relief to the Myanmar people suffering from the loss and devastation in recent earthquake. The Nepali team handed over the relief materials to the Myanmar officials today. Meanwhile, a medical team of Nepali Army has been providing emergency medical services to the earthquake survivors. Now, a sports news update. Nepal has defeated Kuwait by 6 wickets in a match played today under the four-nation T20 International Cricket Championship underway in Hong Kong. Chasing a target of 186 runs, Nepal reached the mark in just 18.5 overs, losing 4 wickets. Opener Kushal Burtel and Asif Sheikh laid a solid foundation for the win, both scoring half-centuries. Burtel smashed 81 runs of 50 balls, while Sheikh contributed 53 runs of 30-yard deliveries. Earlier, Kuwait batting first posted 185 runs for the loss of 8 wickets in their allotted 20 overs. For Nepal, Sumpal Kami claimed 3 wickets and Nandan Yadav took 2 wickets. Nepal is now set to face Hong Kong on Saturday. You are listening to Radio Nepal's FM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The EU puts a retaliatory tariffs against the US on hold after President Donald Trump poses tariffs hikes for 90 days, the BBC says. However, EU chief Ursula von der Leyen warned that if negotiations with Washington are not satisfactory, their countermeasures will kick up. His universal 10% levy for all countries except China remains in place, as does the 25% rate for all aluminum, steel and cars entering the US. The trade war between Beijing and Washington deepens as Trump imposes 125% tariffs on Chinese goods and China retaliates with 84% levies. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says at least 155 Chinese citizens are fighting for Russia in the war. According to the BBC, Mr. Zelensky's comments came after two Chinese fighters were captured earlier this week, marking Kiev's first official allegation that China was supplying Russia with manpower. Speaking to journalists on Wednesday, Zelensky reiterated his claim that there are many more Chinese nationals engaged in the conflict. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate and with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces, with chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds a discussion with ministers and secretaries regarding upcoming fiscal year's budget, directs to prepare people-centric budget emphasizing production and employment. Nepal-India Director General Level talks on trade and customs facilitation begin in Kathmandu. Cyber Bureau of Nepal Police urges vigilance amid rising online fraud targeting wallet users through social media. And EU poses counter-tariffs against US after Trump backs down on tariff hike. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.